psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. TKNY, all up in my eye. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid, wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba, I just bite it. It's for the look, I don't light it. Ill way to hand me on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prince of this, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, go off, and get shit sharp. And you don't stop in the winter order. Summertime. I makes it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy, cream to the maximum, I'll be axing them. Would you like to bounce with the brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top, with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Let me down. Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing? You're listening to a word with your boy DJ Mike OD here. Oh, it's a humid Saturday out there. I gotta say, I'm wearing shorts for the first time in a while. So love to see that. Yes. Here you are listening to Word. The first one you heard today was Will Smith getting jiggy with it. I finished off last show with that one, but didn't get to play the whole thing. I kind of wanted to, so replayed it. And that last one you just heard was The Foundations with our classic "Build Me Up, Buttercup." Gotta be one of my favorites. You know, it's a feel good song. For a feel-good day. It's a bit rainy, like I mentioned. Very humid. I am wearing shorts. I'm not really dressed appropriately for the weather. I didn't know it was raining as hard as it was. But it isn't like that hard. It's just like... just a bit of a pain in the butt. It's a wee bit annoying there. A wee drizzle for sure. But it's not too bad, though. It's a Saturday. It's my favorite day of the week. You know, happy Passover to my folks who celebrate Passover. Happy Easter. It's a pretty important weekend. But we're out here. We really are. I went to bed at like 2:00, and it's currently 7:08 a.m. So working with very little sleep right now, but. We are out here, though. You know, if you guys are out here, I'm out here. It's all love. But, I'm a bit under the weather today, so I might not be talking as much. I might be talking more, who knows. Not really feeling it. You can kind of hear my voice, probably. I want to play some good tunes for y'all today. That's all I know. So I think I started strong with getting jiggy with it and then building a buttercup. It's a good start. This next one, though, is a bit more new school from one of my favorite new bands. I've played this guy a few times, and every time I've played him, I'd always say one of my favorite new bands. Really good when they're on it, but it really is, though. My guy Boy Pablo, 20-year-old kid out of Norway, but this next one is Boy Pablo off his album Soy Pablo. The song's name is Feeling Lonely. Which, I guess, guys, we're feeling lonely today, because, once again, in the studio by ourselves. I didn't really try hard to get a guest. Thought I would have a guest, but I didn't really try hard to get any other guest once I figured out that guest was not coming. But whatever, it's okay. The last few times I've played Nobody by Mitski, as my sort of, a lone boy song, but today we're gonna play Feeling Lonely by Boy Pablo. Shake things up a little bit. Also, it's way more of a happy sounding song, even if it's a sad theme. But yeah, this one's called Feeling Lonely, Boy Pablo. Hope you like it.
How did I lose you? lifetime, baby, 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 right on time.
With within, most of us. We're alive, most of us.
Back a few good songs there. So the first one I introduced there was Boy Pablo's Feeling Lonely, followed by Vampire Weekend, Diane Young. That last one was Car Seat Headrest with their song Bodies. Three songs, kind of a similar energy, honestly. I guess that's sort of the vibe today. That's what we went with today. You know, a bit more modern, it's more modern bops. You know, all three of the songs kind of bangers. There's a high energy, you know, you get the feet tapping, you know, head bumping. I don't know what I'm saying right now, but you know what I'm trying to say. three good songs, for sure, from more modern bands. But yeah. Yeah, that's what we're going with today, I guess. I'm struggling to think of songs to play right now, to be honest. There's a lot of songs out there. There's going almost too many songs right now. But hey, you know, it happens. It happens. Like I said, I'm feeling a bit ill. You can probably maybe hear it in my voice. I'm very labored in my talking right now. My nose is very stuffy. Ugh. But I'm here for you guys. I got up on 4.5 hours of sleep for you guys. All like 10 of you out there. So respect to that. Yeah, man, I'm just trying to... That last song, I didn't realize how long it was until I played it. I was like, oh my days, it's 6 minutes, 47 seconds. Did not realize that. I apologize for it. We took a long break there between songs, between you know what I mean, like songs and speaking. That was much longer than I thought it was gonna be. But hey, it happens. It happens. No, I used the time though. I'm trying to figure out how to get a sub, how to substitute for someone on this radio station, man. I'm kind of a bit worried because I do need volunteer hours. I need 5 of them, and I have 0, and the year is coming rapidly to a close. So, yeah. If any of you out there actually know, can you call and let me know, please. Thank you. I might need to talk to some folks down here at WMFO to try getting involved in that. Yeah, man, it's tough. It's a pain in the butt. But I do want a good show next year. Well, first of all, I want a show next year. Second off, I probably want a better time. I mean, I don't know who's listening right now. I don't know why you're listening right now. No. Don't know who's out there listening right now, but I know you probably, yeah, if you are a 7 o'clock only guy, I'm sorry. This will probably, you know, be the only semester I see you guys. But be not afraid. If you listen to the station all day, every day, hopefully, you know, you'll hear me at another time next semester. Because 7 a.m. is brutal for everyone involved. Trust me. I'm probably going to go back to bed right after this, to be dead honest. But you know what happens. It happens. You know what? I'll play a song, I think. What song do I play, though? You know? It's just, it's tough. It's tough. You know, I kind of go back to Vampire Weekend, I think. Another bit of a long one. I haven't really timed this show out all too well. I do want a little bit of a break up until like 7:30-ish. So only 4 minutes. I'm trying to think of a song that's only 4 minutes long. I think I want that 4:45, so we'll go a bit over. But yeah, this next one is a goodie. One of my faves for sure from Vampire Weekend. It's Giving Up the Gun by Vampire Weekend on Word.
Rising sun, it's like
Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Sing along to the radio music? Counting trucks? Or watching the traffic lights change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. BORNLEARNING, bornlearning.org. This is a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO Medford. A little early childhood development PSA for y'all at 7:32. I know I tried doing the PSAs at 7:30, but, you know, a bit behind that one. Absolutely. Anything you can do to kind of help your kid get a head start in life is fantastic, you know. Just talking to your kids or whatever, man. I don't really know. I don't have kids. But I'm looking forward to having kids. I always tell folks this. I'm like, dog, sign me up for some kids, man. That sounds kind of different. But no, I think I'd be a good dad. Or I hope I would, anyway. Don't actually know. But kids are kind of hype. Gotta say. I do work at a preschool. So I do see kids quite frequently. Not that I'm complaining. They can be tough though. They can absolutely be tough. We live with it. anyway, no, that last one, sorry, that last one was Vampire Weekend, Giving Up the Gun. Fantastic song. I've played it before on the station. Probably a couple weeks back. While that song was playing, I was still looking for volunteering opportunities. I don't really know what to do. I think I can, like, log vinyls here. I'm going to try getting on the sub list, so I'm going to do a little bit of that. I only have 20 days left to finish 5 hours. Absolutely doable, I know, but it is also, like, finals period, guys. Like, cut me some slack. They're coming up anyway, finals period. Whatever, we'll figure that out. I'm not too stressed. I've been playing a lot of modern songs today, so I thought I would take it back a bit to an earlier time. I don't actually know when this song came out, this next one. The 70s, the 60s? I don't know. I'm going for... Yes, it's feeling like summer out there. More of like an Irish summer, maybe, with the rain, but it is feeling like summer out there, guys. So I kind of want to go some more summertime songs, maybe, or kind of like summertime vibes, which I always associate with, like, kind of oldies, like classic, like sing-alongs in the car, roll the windows down, dude, you know, classic. So I want to play a few of those, I think. That's what I'm feeling right now. This next one is called Come and Get Your Love by Redbone. Yeah, Come and Get Your Love by Redbone. Once again, do not know when the song came out. That's kind of on me. I feel like I should know when the song came out. I want to check for y'all right quick. I'm going to check for y'all right quick. Come and get your love. Boom, 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 boom. Come and get your love. Just because I want to be right. I want to be factual out here. Come and get your love. That doesn't sound right. It says it was released in 2014. That's not right at all. Oh, wait, that's probably whenever it was released on Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, that makes more sense, actually. No, the original, sorry, guys. 1974, Redbone dropped that classic, man. That's kind of like their only hit, I think. I can't knock Redbone. I don't know any other songs. There probably were some other ones that they're known for. This is the one that I know them for. Yeah, it actually took longer than I thought it would to find when the song came out. Oof. It's toughy, guys. It's toughy. Anywho, let's get back to the music. I'm done talking for now. This session's called Come and Get Your Love by Redbone on A Word Word.
Hey, hey, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil. Strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell of shrimp there beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar salt. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. Now I think, hell, it could be my fault.
Last two ones you just heard were Come and Get Your Love by Redbone, followed by Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett. So I stayed true to my promise there, guys. I wanted to play some summertime vibes, some that warm weather, cruising with the windows rolled down kind of music, you know, you sing along to it. Yeah, two goodies, though, from the 70s. I actually didn't know Margaritaville was from the 70s. It, apparently, according to this, it's saying 77. And Redbone, Come and Get Your Love, as we know, is from 74. Like I summer is so associated with, like, feel good oldies tunes. You just bump in the car with your friends, cruising like 80 miles per hour on the highway. Like, that's the vibe. Actually, if you're going that fast, the window's probably really annoying you. So more like, sorry, I see the back cruising shoreside. Nice, easy, breezy, 25 miles per hour, just blasting your tunes at the windows. That's more the vibe I'm talking about. Anyway, time is currently 7:45, so you know what that means if you've listened to the show before, which you might have, I don't know, but you might know what that means. It's time for my little segment, my only segment. I'm, once again, still trying to figure out segments I can do in the show. Let me know. But my only segment I got so far is a little one I like to call, what's the word on a word? So what's the word, kid, huh? What's the word, Medford? Damn, what is the word? Probably, man, I don't know. can I say a few words? I say work is in one. I've been working my butt off this week. Weather, it's getting nicer. So yes, it's not good for my work. The weather gets nicer, the work gets worser. And sickness, man. You might be able to hear it. I feel like it's very obvious, but maybe you can't notice it. My nose is killing me. My throat's kind of hurting me. I really could have called in a sub for today. If only I knew how. No, I know how to call for a sub. I just don't know how to be a sub, which is what I'm trying to do. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm kind of going off on the rant about that today. I do need those volunteer hours, though. I found out I can just quality control someone, though. I can literally just, like, listen to another show, and then, review them, which is kind of scary for that person, I feel like. I don't really want to review anybody. Like, I don't want someone reviewing this right now, but if you are, though, shout out you. I have done my PSAs. I have logged on my songs. I'm being professional. So if you are reviewing me right now, please give me fine colors. Thank you. Nah, no one's up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday, except for the guy ahead of me. Guys, he was back today. He was back in here today. I don't know how he does it. This man, like, he's probably not listening, but if he is, shout out you, my guy. I mean, I could probably figure it out who's ahead of me on the sketch. Actually, yeah, that's what we're going to do right now. I want to figure it out. This guy, guys, this man is in here before me, which means he got in here at 6 a.m., which means he got up at the latest, like, 5:45. I guess he's Lanky Boy. His show is called Early Mornings with Lanky Boy. With Alex Williams, huh? Yeah, he's, I guess Alex Williams is the guy. Shout out you, my guy. Holy smokes. This dude in here at 6 a.m. on a freaking Saturday. I barely got out of bed at 6:40 today. But he did it, though, and I'm looking at some of the songs. He plays a lot of, like, funk. A lot of, like, a rap that's kind of high energy. I feel like it's funny because I'm gonna assume if you're here listening to me, you probably there's a fat chance to listen to him first. Very different vibes, it seems, though. No, that always happens. I come into the studio and he's like, hey, what's up, man? How are you doing? Because I come in like a few 2 minutes early, and it's like we're blasting music in here. Like, I'm like, oh shoot, it just wakes me up. Then I come in here, like, it happened last weekend, I think. I played Harmony Hall, the first song, Harmony Hall by Vampire Weekend. So I come in here, and the place is bumping, like, poof, 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 poof. And I come in here, and I just, like I transition him out, transition me in on the other aux, and it's going like, do, 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 do. It's like such a mellow guitar intro to that song. And I really laughed about this guy. I'm like, yeah, very different vibes. And he's like, yeah, it happens. It happens. No, it had me rolling, though. Different vibes altogether. But, like, I don't think I have a theme to this show. I think I just kind of play whatever. But I guess that's the word. I play whatever. That is the word. I guess, man. I don't know. Anyway, back to talking about music. Let's get back to the music. I played my kind of oldies summer tunes. I kind of played some like modern summer tunes maybe too. I'm thinking Childish Gambino. This man, I get heavy summer vibes from him. It's cause a lot of his songs are like, not like summer themed, but like kind of summer themed. In a way, like that whole album Kawaii, it's like more of an LP or an EP. That's it's like 8 songs. Yeah, I think I'm gonna play Sober by Childish Gambino. It's a summer vibe, you know. I think anyway. The whole album, like I said, I wanted to play Pop Thieves, Make It Feel Good, by Gambino, but I don't know if that's suitable for radio, unfortunately. But you know, we're running low on time, so yo, wait, hold up, dude. I'm sorry, you guys noticed something here. Why is my laptop time 1 minute off of the studio time? And off of the computer time here in the studio. What the heck? I'm sorry, this is throwing me off. Why is this? We'll get back to the tunes. Yeah, this next one's called Sober by Childish Gambino. Hope you like it. On a word.
I'm so high, babe. And now I'm so high. dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Yes. I love the IDs here. You know that the IDs on this thing are so funny. That was a Twilight Zone ID. Man, that got me. But no, that last one was Sober by Childish Gambino. That's a good vibe song, I think. The theme, actually, the lyrics, the moral of the two part aren't that good vibe, but it's a good sounding song anyway. So yeah, I'll probably do it for my show. It is 7:56. Not a solid time. I am a bit under the weather, but I had to come in here. I had to come in and support the show, my own show. So of course I did. But no, yeah, it was a good time. We played some goodies, man. I always look over my playlist at the end of the day, and I'm like, it's a good playlist right there, man. But I'm seeing this here before I go. I'm seeing this thing here. I gotta announce this. It says, here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9 bands and musicians. Please tune in to WMFO 915 FM for Live Music Day. I think it's the first one I think we've ever done. Maybe, I'm not too sure. But yeah, I'm looking at the playlist, man. The set list is pretty cool. So from 9 to 5, guys. 9 to 5 on Saturday, May 4th. Is that the next? That's not next Saturday. No way. No, it's 2 weeks from now, guys. 14 days. That's funny, actually, because I'm going to be on I'm going to be live on Live Music Day. No one wants to listen to my show on Live Music Day, but I am on 2 hours before Live Music Day starts. That's cool, though. It's a WMFO Live Music Day. That's cool. I don't know any other stations that do 9 to 5 straight of live music. That's pretty cool. So please make sure to tune in for that. That should be a good time. Other than that, though, yeah, my work here is done, I think. I had a super fun time, as always. You know, yeah, as always. So I think I'm gonna lead us out with turn on this automation guy here, but yeah, this is DJ Mike O.D., and you're listening to Word on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a fantastic Saturday. Peace.
This is Eric from the band Stepanian, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.